Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chavav. We are up to Siftes. The last word on page 322. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Mutar Lirchotz Panav Yoda Viraglov. You're allowed to wash your face, hands, and feet. Bidvarim she'enom mashirim sear, with items that do not remove hair. Mu'uravim im dvarim hamashirim, together with things that do remove hair. So you make a mixture of some ingredients that does remove hair with some ingredients that don't remove hair, and that's permissible. Ubelvat shelo yehei harov mitover hamashir, as long as the majority is not made up of the material that removes the hair. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chafei, you're allowed to be Lirchotz Panav Yodav Raglav. Hainu Afilu Yesh Lo Zokon. This is talking about washing your face even if you have a beard. So you're washing your hair. V'hu Adin Sa'arosho. You could even wash the hair on your head. Ach Shelo Yischotem Achar Ruchitzoso. You have to just be careful not to squeeze them out, but you are allowed to wash your face with a beard and wash the hair on your head according to what we're saying over here. Sivkoton chavov bedvarim she'eno mashirin seyar, but it has to be that it's majority items that do not remove hair. But salomar she'enom vaday mashirin, it means you're using things that will not for sure take out hair. After lefa'omim heim gamkein mashirin, even though these items sometimes do remove hair, afilu hachi mutter, still is permissible. Kevan dehu eino miskaven lazeh, since that's not his intention to remove the hair, el letzach teach atzmo bilvad. His kavanah is only to clean himself, his kavanah is not to remove hair. It's not a psik reisha, even though it happens sometimes, so it's mutter. V'kaim along k'Rabbi Shimon, the dover she'en miskaven mutter, we pass like Rabbi Shimon, dover she'en miskaven mutter, and therefore, as long as it's not majority of something that removes hair, it will be permissible. But sefkotun chav zayin shelo yehi arov, the main thing is that the majority should not be from the materials that remove hair. Hatam, the reason is, da'oz psikresha hu. Because if the majority is items that remove hair, then it's a psikresha va'asr mishum gozes. And then it'll be asr because of gozes, which is shearing, which is removing hair. Av she'enu b'skavin, even if you're not mechavim, because that's a psikresha, and that will be l'kuyalma, that will be asr according to everyone. Says the mechaber v'aytir sevyut, Mutter lirchotz yodav b'mursan, you're allowed to wash your hands with bran. The Rama says the gibul kala'acha yad shari, because the mixing of a solid and a liquid with a shinui is permissible. We'll see exactly what that's referring to in the Mishnah Berurah. Va'asr lirchotz yodav b'melach, you cannot wash your hands with salt. V'kol shekein b'boris shekoren zeif, certainly not with soap. B'loshen Ashkenaz, o b'shar chelav shenimoach al yodav v'havei nolad. Or you could also not wash yourself with any kind of fat that melts on your hands. That would be considered nolad. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if kadon chavches lirchotz yada b'mursam, the Mechaber said you are allowed to wash your hands with bran. V'hu adin ponov av sheyesh lo zakan. Here also you can also wash your face with the bran even though you have a beard. The mursan hu davar she'ein mashir seyar. Because again, this bran is something that does not remove hair. Umutter l'shavshei pehen, you can scrub with them. V'rak tzorach l'zor shelo ya'orev mitchila hamursan b'may mishum lisha. You have to make sure the bran that's a solid, you do not mix it together with water first. That would be a problem of kneading. Elo yikochem biyodav haratubos. Rather, you should pick up the bran with your wet hands. Haratubos b'mayim. V'after gam b'zem izgabil k'tas mursan b'mayim hatafuchol sh'al yodav. Even though when your hands are moist and you pick up the solid, the bran, the moisture on your hands is mixing with the bran, so with some sort of gibel in your hands, ain't lochosh, you don't have to worry about that. The gibel kala'acha yadhu, that is considered mixing a solid and a liquid with a shinui, v'zeo shemesayim harama. And that's what the Rama ends with after the Mechaber says, Mutter lirchotz yodav b'mursan, he says, the gibel kala'acha yad shari. Because gibel with a shinui is mutter, so the gibel that's happening in your hands, with the moisture on your hands, with the brand you're picking up, is permissible. The afal pi sheyesh lahachmir shelo legabel afilu aydei shinui b'shabbos. Even though one should be machmir, not to be megabel, not to mix the solid and the liquid, even through a shinui on Shabbos, elim kei nosan hamayim mi'erev Shabbos, unless you put the water in the solid from before Shabbos, then you can do it with a shinui. Kemoshin is bar b'simin shin chav dalud. Mikomokom kan, still over here, she'ino nosan hamayim mamish alamursin, you're not placing the water on the bran. Elo shaloko b'yadayim aratubos, you're just taking the bran in your moist hands, mutil divri akol, that will be permissible according to everyone. katan chavtes lirchot yada b'melach. So the Ramah said that you cannot wash your hands with salt. Hatam kidalakame, the reasons like we're going to say shortly. Da yidei rechitzaso nima chamelach, because through the washing of your hands with salt, the salt melts. Vinola davar chadosh, and it creates a new entity. Vidami la malacha, and that's similar to malacha, because the salt now turned into a liquid. Avalirchot yada b'meimelach, but if you're not washing yourself with salt, but rather with salt water that was made already, shari l'kuyama, that's mutter according to everyone, kamosha kasati l'el, b'simin shinchaf sif yudbeis v'mishabura ayin shum. Sifkatan lamed. The reason why we said washing with soap is going to be usser, or with any other kind of chelev, of fat, that melts in your hands, that's because of nola, you're creating a new entity. V'dami l'risuk sheleg ubarud. And it's similar to crushing snow and ice. And that we learned already is usr because of nola, you're turning the salad into a liquid. Look at the Magen Avraham who writes b'shem the Shilta Giborim, she'esh matirim b'zeh, that some are matir this. Disbirulu, because they hold the masha asru chazal urasek shelagu barud, because that which chazal asr to chop up snow or ice, hu mishum gzeiras chitas peiros ha'omdem mashkin. It's not because of nolud, rather it is because, well, what if you chop the ice and snow, it's exactly you're going to come to squeeze out fruit that are omade for squeezing out their liquids. Sha'af ha-shelogu borad le-meimein he-momdim. Because even snow and ice is really there for its liquids, so it's like grapes and olives that are there for their liquids, so it's exactly you can't chop up the snow and the ice that you might come to squeeze out these fruit. The imkain, and if so, boris, soap, ushar chelev, or other fats, she'enam omdin l'mashkin, that are not omed to be turned into mashkin, mutter l'chadchila, according to them, it would be permissible. Continues the Mishabura on page 324 of the Ayin B'Sefer, Tiferes Yisrael Shekasav. Look at the Tiferes Yisrael who writes, Debebore shalanu our soap, shehiraku, which is soft. He's not talking about liquid soap. We'll see that in a moment in the notes. He's talking about our soap was just softer than they had in the olden days. Lukuli alma aser mishum memachik. According to everyone, that is aser because of smoothing on Shabbos. Ukein ma di isul inyan shava. Like we saw, similar when it comes to wax in simin shin yodalu sif yodalu ayin shum. So just like you can't shmir wax, that's smoothing out. So also you can't be shmiring the soap. V'chein matzasi b'sefer divrei menachon b'shem ha'maisa rukeach perach ha'beiz me'ilcho Shabbos din yud gimel. T'hu m'mareach u'mamachik. This is shmearing and this is smoothing. V'hu av melacha u'psikresh. It's not melacha, it's a psikresha. V'hu pasha, and it's obvious. V'yesh lahasir ha'amal zeh ma'od. You have to warn the nation about this a lot. Ad kan l'shono, until here are his words. U'levad kozem, besides all this, mashma b'rashi daf Nun amabeis de boris meshir haseyar. That soap also removes hair. V'chein kasav aran. V'cheinu mino klai Yisrael lahachmir b'zeh. The custom of all klai Yisrael is not to be using bars of soap on Shabbos. But let's look at note number 32, a very important discussion about liquid soap. Ule inyan shimush b'sabo nozli. In terms of using soap that is liquid, the Ktzos HaShulchan writes, even though while you're using liquid soap, it turns into foam, it foams up. Ain bekach mishum iser molad or nolad, that is not a problem of nolad. Mishum shaketzef eino nidon kedover shesh b'mamish. We don't view the foam as something that has any mamashus. Hoel ula'achar sha'a namasu b'mayim ume'elov. Because after some time, it's going to melt away either in the water or on its own. Ulefikach mutter l'shtamesh bo b'Shabbos. Therefore, you are allowed to use it on Shabbos. The creating of the foam is not a problem. Similar to what many poskim say about whipped cream. Also, it's going to go back to liquid form, even though it foams up. So there are poskim that say that that's mutter as well. V'chein kosav agon Rav Yashiv. So too writes Rav Yashiv, shekvar hitiru es hadover. They were matir using liquid soap. V'af im ha-sabon ha-nozli samich. Even if this liquid soap is thick, das agon Rav Yashiv shemuter l'shtamish bo, you can even use thick liquid soap on Shabbos. Ochein, however, v'shalosh and shuvas igres Moshe, kondor Moshe Feinstein, he writes, sha'af shaharvei nohogim l'hatir l'shtamish b'sabon nozli. Even though many are noeg to be matir using liquid soap, mikomokom roi l'hachmir b'zeh, still it is fitting to be machmir. Mishum shu mispashet because it spreads out v'nasa medo kesef and it turns into foam. Yoser mimashaya b'tchila, more than it was in the beginning. V'yesh b'kach mishum chshash memachik, and therefore it is a concern with smoothing out. V'das l'gonor of this in Karelitz shekevan shelo isbar b'shulchan aruch la'el mahashir v'hagvul shel davar of sheyesh bo isim marech, even though it's not clear. Since it's not clear from the Mechaber earlier, what is the guidelines exactly of something that's considered thick, that there would be an Isser of Mimarech? Therefore, Yesh Lahachmir B'Sabon Nozli of Aktas. He says, Shemachmir, if the liquid soap is a little bit thick. I'd like to just go back and read one more interesting note, and that is note number 27 on the page before. The first Mishnah Berurah that we saw tonight in Sivkoton Chafei was we said in the Mechaber, you're allowed to wash your face, hands, and feet with things that do not remove hair. And the Mishnah Berurah said, even if you had a beard, and even if you're washing the hair on your head, it's mutter, as long as you don't squeeze it out afterwards. In note 27, he writes, Mitvarav Elu, from these words, Sha'asr Lischo Dat Asaros, that you're not allowed to squeeze out the hair, Daik Agonu Shom Zaman Arbach, Shom Zaman's Medayik, Shalo Asr El Lischo, that's only Asr to actually squeeze out the hair. But to touch your hair when it's wet, for the concern that you may squeeze it out, that we don't say, that we don't aser. Vishona dinam le'inyan zeh, and this din is different, mi beget shashar b'mayim, from a garment that got soaked with water, where the Rama writes earlier, sha'asr l'taltalo shem yischateyu. There the Rama said, you can't carry the garment that's wet, you might have to squeeze it out, but you are allowed to touch your hair as long as you don't squeeze it out. But there's no gzeira touching it because you're going to squeeze it out. But the next part of the note, we had this already earlier, but it's not good to chazer. Ule'inya niguv hasaros b'magvas, in terms of drying your hair on Shabbos with a towel. Because we just said you're allowed to wash your hair, you're allowed to wash your beard, what about drying it with a towel? The Ben Ish Chai writes, shelo yinagvim b'koach, don't dry it with strength. Ela benachas laat laat. You should do it gently and slowly. Ad sheyivlu hamayim b'magvas, until the water gets absorbed inside the towel. V'chein das aksos hashulchan v'agoner v'yashiv. V'chein das agoner this in Karelitz. Sheyaniach es hamagvas al aseir. You can place the towel on the hair. Ach lo yilchatz olo b'ofen sheyetsu hamayim me'asaros. But don't scrub in a way that you're going to pull out the water from the hair. Although all those poskim say it's mutter to dry your hair in a gentle manner, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that you should not touch your hair at all. Ukefi shenog ha-stipler, like his father the stipler was nohig, not to touch his hair when it was wet. Meidach on the other hand, Hagon Rishon Zaman Orbach writes, Shem ha-mayim nivlo miyad besoch ha-magvas, if the water from the hair is getting absorbed directly into the towel, which is normally the case when you're drying your hair. The einam nirin ba'ayin, and they don't become visible on their own between the time they're in your hair and they get into the towel. Ein iser lenagvam. There would be no iser to dry your hair, says Shlomo Zalman Orbach. V'hainu ba'ofen she'ein b'saros mayim merubim. This is obviously talking about a case where there's not tons of water in your hair. Ad she'yia shayach locho shlesitas hamagvas. It can't be that there's so much water that we're worried you're then going to squeeze out the towel. It's not going to get that wet, the towel. So then Rosh Zalman agrees with all those other poskim, besides the Chaim Kanievsky, that it would be okay to, in fact, dry your hair on Shabbos. So besides washing it, you are allowed to dry it, but you have to do it gently. That's what the Ruba of the poskim say. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem with Sif Yud Aleph tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.